Parshas Matos, we have the Parsha of B'nai God and B'nai Reuven, where the people of Shevet God and Shevet Reuven came to Moshe and asked him to give them their inheritance, their portion of Eretz Yisrael, on the east side of the Yarden instead of on the west side of the Yarden with the rest of the Jewish people. So, first, Moshe suspects them of not wanting to go to war, and then B'nai God and B'nai Reuven explain themselves that they will go to war, but then they want to come back and inherit the land on the east side of the Yarden. So Moshe makes a condition with them that if indeed you'll go and fight with B'nai Yisrael, then you'll be able to inherit on the east side of the Yarden. If you won't, then you will not. Now, the pasuk says like this: Vayigshu Eilo Vayamru. B'nai God and B'nai Reuven came close to Moshe, and they said to him, Gidrois tzoin nivna lemekneinu poi. Pens for our sheep we will build for our animals here. V'orim letapenu, and cities for our children. Says Rashi, that they were more concerned about their money than they were about their sons and daughters. Because when they talked about what they want to do, they first mentioned, we'll build pens for our sheep, and then they said, we'll build cities for our children. Since they proceeded to talk about their sheep, that the sheep obviously meant more to them. Omer lehem Moshe, so Moshe said to them, Loichein. No, that's not the way to do it. Asu ha'ikar ikar va'tofel tofel. Make the ikar, make priority, and what is secondary. And when Moshe repeated it to them, Moshe said to them, Benu lachem tchila oran letapchem. First comes cities for your children, and then pens for your sheep. Now, this is obviously very difficult to comprehend, that B'nai God and B'nai Reuven, who were from this generation of the Mekablei HaTorah, the Dor Deah, that they should say such a ridiculous thing, that they're as if their sheep is more important than their children. I mean, the lowest of the low wouldn't talk that way. The lowest of the low would not place their animals before their children. So how do we understand that B'nai God B'nai Reuven placed their animals before their children, until Moshe Rabbeinu told them, no, B'nai God B'nai Reuven, this is not the way to do it, your children come first? How do we understand this? Secondly, when Moshe Rabbeinu says this to them, he says, V'nu lachem orim letapchem, build for yourselves cities for your children, ugdeiros letzoynachem, and pens for your sheep, v'hayoytzeh mipichem tasu, and what comes out of your mouth you shall do. Those last three words seem to be totally extra. V'hayoytzeh mipichem tasu, what comes out of your mouth you shall do. Moshe Rabbeinu already made the condition with them. He said to them, if you go over and fight with them, then you'll get your portion. If you don't go and fight, you won't get it. He already said that. Why did he have to add these words, "Vayoytzeh mipichem tasu"? What comes out of your mouth, you shall do. We're now in the 9 days. Days that are earmarked for a specific avodah. That is the avodah of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And we need to know how we do that. Each and every one of us, the Sforim say that each and every one of us has a chelek, has a portion in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And we need to know what each and every one of us can do in order to accomplish our chelek, our portion in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. So, there is my great-grandfather, the Kedushas Tzion, the Baba Vidus Chan Lebracha, whose Yortzeit is tomorrow night. In Parshas Bereishis, says the following. There's a Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Im Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. If there is no flower, there is no Torah. V'im Ein Torah, Ein Kemach. And if there is no Torah, there is no flower. And the literal understanding is that if a person doesn't have what to eat, they can't learn Torah. And if a person doesn't learn Torah, then their parnasa, their flour, has no value. So the obvious question is, if it's impossible to learn Torah without having what to eat, then obviously one needs to have a parnosa, one needs to involve themselves in whatever is necessary to have a parnosa before they begin to learn Torah. That's what Chazal say. Imein kemach ein Torah. But then Chazal say imein Torah ein kemach. That if not for Torah, then the kemach has no value. Then the parnosa has no value. So then if that's the case, then Torah needs to precede the kemach. So where do you start? Do you start with kemach? Do you start with, does a person take care of themselves physically first, making sure that they have a parnasa, and then do they learn Torah? Or do they learn Torah first in order to give value to any kemach, to any parnasa that they would be involved in afterwards? And the Kedushas Tzion explains that each one of these sayings of Chazal is referring to a different area, meaning that in the order of the way things have to be, kemach must come first. A person cannot have the right frame of mind to learn Torah, to devote their lives to spirituality, to be able to serve Hashem properly, if they don't have bread on their tables. A person must first see to it that they have a parnasa, and once they have a parnasa, they can devote their lives to Torah, to Avodas Hashem. That is what Chazal mean when they say, Im ein kemach ein Torah. If there is no parnasa, then one cannot possibly devote their lives to Torah. But when Chazal say, Ein Torah, Ein Kemach, what Chazal is saying is that if a person's priority is not Torah, then their Kemach has no value, then their Parnasa has no value. So there are two things here. There's the Seder HaDvarim, meaning there's the order of in which things must take place. And then there's the sense of what is more important. There's a order of importance. So in the order of the way things have to happen, then kemach comes before Torah. Parnasa comes before, a person has to see to it that they have a parnasa before, in order to devote their lives to Torah. So their parnasa comes first. But in order of importance, one needs to know that their Torah is their priority when it comes to the importance of these things in their life. Torah is number one priority. Parnasa is number two priority. So the Kiddush HaSiyum goes on to explain that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Bereishis is made up of two words, Beis Reishis, meaning two beginnings. So he explains, Beis Bereishis Bara Elohim. Beis Reishis Bara Elohim. Hashem created two beginnings. Because there is a beginning in order, which is first Kemach and then Torah. And then there is a beginning in importance, which is first Torah and then Kemach. So Beis Reishis Bara Elohim. Hashem created two beginnings. Es HaShemayim, heaven, spirituality, Torah, Ve'es Ha'aretz. And then there's another type of beginning, which is Artius, which is physicality, Gashmius, earthliness. That's also a beginning, but only in a sense of order, not in a sense of importance. Perhaps we can say that this was the dialogue between Yaakov and Yosef. It says in the Parshas Vayechi that when Yosef brought Ephraim and Manasseh to Yaakov for a bracha, Yosef took Manasseh and placed him to Yaakov's right. And he took Ephraim and placed him to Yaakov's left, because Manasseh was the Bechor, Manasseh was the firstborn. Yaakov then went, switched his hands around, placed his right hand on Ephraim's head and his left hand on Manasseh's head. And the Pasuk says, Sikeh les Yadav ki Manasseh HaBechor. And the Targum says, Sikel is Yodov. Sikel comes from the word Seichel. He intellectualized his hands, placing his right hand over Ephraim and his left hand over Manasseh. Ki Manasseh HaBechor, says the Pasuk, because Manasseh is the firstborn. Now the Pasuk makes no sense. The fact that he put his right hand on Ephraim has nothing to do with Manasseh HaBechor. Quite the contrary. It should have said he placed his right hand on Ephraim even though Manasseh is the Bechor. Meanwhile, the Pasuk says, Sikeh les Yodav ki Manasseh HaBechor, because Manasseh is the Bechor. So perhaps, according to what we've just learned from the Kiddush HaSiyum, we can say that we know that Ephraim was the one that was learned Torah with Yaakov Avinu. So Ephraim represents the Torah learning. Manasseh was the one that accompanied his father in all of the matters of the kingdom. Manasseh represents the kemach, that a person needs to do for their parnasa. So Yosef knew that in order, Manasseh needs to be before Ephraim. One needs to have kemach before being able to devote their lives to Torah. So he placed Manasseh on Yaakov's right, because the right usually comes first, and Ephraim on Yaakov's left, because that comes second. Yaakov understood what Yosef was doing, but Yaakov wanted to bring out that even though Menashe comes before Ephraim in order, but in order of importance, Ephraim comes before Menashe. And one needs to know that Torah and devoting one's life to Avodas Hashem, that is priority number one in order of importance. So Yaakov specifically did not switch around the children, because Yosef was correct that Menashe comes first. Menashe is the Bechor. The Menashe comes first in the order. Nevertheless, in Chashivus, in importance, Ephraim comes first. So Sikel es Yodov, meaning Yaakov did this with tremendous chachma, with tremendous wisdom, leaving Menashe and Ephraim in their respective positions. Menashe on his right and Ephraim on his left, alluding to the fact that Yosef is correct that Menashe comes before Ephraim in a sense of order. Nevertheless, he placed his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe to show that in importance Ephraim comes before Menashe. Now we understand what B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven were saying. Of course they understood that when it comes to importance, that their children, meaning devoting their life to chinuch, to the chinuch of their children, that comes before their animals, which represent their kemach, their parnasa. But they also knew that the parnasa needs to come first in order to that the person should have the ability to devote their lives to Torah and Avodah. So they, when they said it to Moshe Rabbeinu, they said it in the order that it needs to occur. They said, we're first going to build pens for our sheep, and then we'll take care of our children. That needs to be the order. One cannot possibly devote their lives to Avodas Hashem if they can't put bread on their tables. To which Moshe responded to B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, you're absolutely right that has to be the order. But when you talk about it, that is not the way to talk. When a person talks, they place what is important first. So Moshe said, when you talk about it, you should say, "Bnu lachem orem letapchem, begdedes letzoynachem." You should have said, "We're going to make cities for our children and pens for our sheep." That would have the understanding. If you would say that, the understanding would be that you understand that your children come first in order of importance. But then Moshe added three words: "V'hayoytze mipichem tasu." What came out of your mouth, that you should do. I agree with you, B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, that what came out of your mouth, that first gederes letzaynachem, and then arim letapchem, to first take care of your animals and then devote your lives to chinuch, that is the order you shall do it. Nevertheless, that's not the way to talk. Because when you talk, you have to bring out what is important first. Chazal say, on the pasuk, Alma of the Haaretz, why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? And Chazal say, Al Shalei Baruchu Batoira Tchila. And the literal understanding is, they did not say Berchas HaToira. They didn't say the Bracha before they learned. I'd like to suggest that what Chazal are saying is Al Shalei Baruch Hu BaTorah Tchila, that Torah was not their first priority. This is why they lost Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael represents all of the artsiness, all of the earthliness that allows a person to serve Hashem properly. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. But that's only if the person understands that what Eretz Yisrael is all about, that it's all there for the sake of the priority, which is a life of Torah. But they were not Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. They didn't understand that Torah has to come first. Torah fell to number two on their priority list. So they lost Eretz Yisrael, because that's not what Eretz Yisrael is for. Eretz Yisrael is not, the artsiness of Yisrael is not to be a priority. In order, it might come first. But in priority, Torah must come first. Perhaps we can say that this is hinted to in the Pasuk, in Eicha, Kol roidfeh hisigua bein hamatzara. It says, all those who pursued her, literal understanding in the Pasuk, is all those who pursued her, referring to Bnei Yisrael, reached her, bein hamatzarim, between the fences. And these 3 weeks are called bein hamatzarim. We know that Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, represents, the Yud Kei of Hashem's name represents spirituality. The Zohar HaKadosh and the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about the Yud is the represents the Moyach, the brain. The He represents the heart. Vav Kei represents all areas of Gashmias. The Vav is a letter that connects. Whenever one wants to say in Hebrew, this and this, will be Zeh Vazeh. The Vav connects two things. So the Vav of the Yudke Vavke represents connection. And He represents Olam Hazeh, represents this lowly world. As Chazal say, that this world was created with a He. Our avodah is to connect Hashem's name by understanding that spirituality is the priority, and Olam Hazeh, and this world, which is the world of Kemach, the world that we're of Parnasa and Gashmias, is secondary. And by doing so, we elevate all of Artzias, we elevate all Gashmias, all physicality to be connected to spirituality. And thereby we connect Hashem's name, the Yudke, which is spirituality, the Vav of connection with the He, with the last letter of Hashem's name, which represents Olam Hazeh. Amalek is the power in the world that tries to separate the Yudke from the Vavke. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Timche Ezechra Amalek Mitachas Hashemoyim. Amalek wants everything that is under the heavens to remain under the heavens, not to be connected to that is above the heavens. Hello? Is everybody still there? Yeah, okay. So, we have an obligation of Timche Zecher Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim, erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens, that Amalek that wants everything to remain under the heavens. And that is why it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, Melchom Al Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. And Chazal say that Ein Hashem Sholem, that Hashem's name is not whole as long as Amalek is around. Because that is what Amalek wants to do. Amalek wants to separate the Yudke from the Vavke. Amalek wants us to make Artzius our priority. And not realize that all of the Artzius, all of the Gashmius is only here to serve the Ruchnius. Going back to that Pasuk, Kol Reidfeha Hisigua Bein Hamtzorim, perhaps we can say Kol Reidfeha is made up of two words, Reidef Yud K. Hisigua is made up of two words, which is Hisig Vav K. Kol Reidef Yud K, anybody who will pursue the Yud K, anybody who will pursue Ruchnius in these 3 weeks of Bein Hamtzorim, Hisig Vavke, will also achieve the Vavke, meaning if someone pursues and understands that Yudke is the priority, then we will achieve the second half of Hashem's name as well, which is the Vavke, because we will understand that Artzius, that Gashmius is secondary and is there to serve the Yudke. Thereby we will connect Hashem's name. It will be Hashem Shalem. And Hashem's name will come to its totality. So our Avoida in these 3 weeks is to reevaluate our priorities. To focus on what has taken first place in our lives. Is it our devotion to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, to Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, or has our Parnosa and our Gashmizdiga lives overtaken that first place, which would be what Amalek would represent? Our Avodah Bein Hamtzorim is to make sure that Yud Kei, that spirituality is in first place, and that we understand that everything else is only there to serve the purpose of our main focus in life, which is our Ruchnius. Understanding that in Torah in Kemach, if Torah is not our priority, then our Kemach has no value whatsoever. By doing so, we will be zoicha, that we will be able to bring Hashem's name back together, and that will only happen through destroying Amalek. May we be zoicha through the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and to Mechias Amalek, Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehiru B'yameinu Amen.